Okay, it looks like I don't have my commercial on, but that's okay. You know, yours truly. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. Here with you another week, another great show. Wait till you hear my guests today. Anyways, I want to tell you some things that are going on with my two sites. You know, I have the one site, planetstars.com, but that's really the hub of everything. It's got my bookstore, it's got the chat room and all kinds of things on it. It's not really the working site, it is sort of, but my other site is stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the working site that, you know, any income would flow through there. We're going to be making some changes soon, probably adding phone readings and the ability to ask questions and have them answered via video with my readers. I had a big talk last night with somebody. Seems like, and my guest is going to laugh at this, it seems like everybody wants to work for Natalie. I have no idea why. Well, I'm really nice. I'm really kind and thoughtful and all of that. So that's happening. There's going to be other changes, cosmetic changes. The site's going to look totally different. We're sprucing it up. And off we go. I'm in the last stages. I mean, I have my Star Psychics, Your Future Awaits logo. That is registered. But there's a final phase that I have to go through. But it should happen within a month. And it's been a long road. I started this last May in 2022. And you would not think that this would take so long. But it has, but that's okay, that's good. And then I can print out my cards, my Stars Tarot cards. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is Mystic Living Today. That's going to have some changes, too, because in January, we will be in the 25th year. I started it, it will be 25 years ago, and I don't know where the time went. I really, really don't. But I can tell you one thing, I enjoy every bit of it. I've met so many people. The publicist that works for my guests today, all of them, the publishing houses that have gone through changes, that's a long time. But I have a lot of great friends that I've met through this, and they've become awesome friends. But anyways, let's get started. Now, my guest, it's kind of what piqued my interest with him is the term healing and spirituality. If you go to his site, you'll see what I'm talking about. So we're going to ask him all kinds of questions, how this all began. But let's bring in my guest, Tom Palladino. Tom, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you for the invitation, Natalie. Thank you.
Oh, my honor. Okay, Tom, you do something called Scholar Energy Healing, right? Correct?
Yes, correct,
okay.
Yes.
And I had to write it down how you pronounce it. And I wouldn't have pronounced it this way except I watched one of the videos, as I just told you, of a gentleman that you had a talk with. And it was so enlightening. And I tried to do that with all the guests, unless it's just authors, not that you're just, you know what I'm saying. But if somebody with more depth, I have to learn about them. But we're going to learn as we go here because people are saying, what is this type of energy healing? But I really want to start off with how did you begin, period. I mean, you didn't start off with this. I mean, you have been in real estate, architecture, engineering, okay? Mm-hmm. When you were, say, in high school, entering, if you went to college, what started you on this? I mean, everybody has a start. And sometimes people like to hear from those who are successful, how did this all begin? So how did it begin for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, those are great questions. And in a nutshell, how did this begin? Well, by the hand of God and by all means through a lot of hard work and dedication on my part. Now, I was drawn to this work. I work with Scalar Energy to give the audience an idea. Scalar Energy is Tesla Energy, what we call zero-point energy. Why do I do that? What's the point? This energy, this dimension has such great promise. I see the prospect of changing the world with this scalar energy, with this gift from God. Now, with that in mind, I have scalar energy instruments. And in so doing, when I'm able to work with scalar energy instruments, I can almost predict the outcome. So, in a nutshell, I started as a youngster. I studied Nikola Tesla as a youngster. I greatly enjoyed the work of this great inventor, scientist Nikola Tesla. I am following in his footsteps. I have scalar energy instruments, and that's the key to my work. I work with engineered instruments that control nature.
Well, you know, I'm at your website, and while you're talking, I'm looking at a picture of you, and I just see so much kindness and outpouring of humanitarian in you, spirituality in your, plus you're also Italian, and I'm Italian, so that's like a bonus for you and I. But anyways, I see it in your eyes. Now, there's going to be people that are going to say, well, okay, Natalie, how does this apply to what you do, what I do? Well, first of all, anytime I connect with somebody who's in the process of helping, working with others, energy of any kind, I want to know more. So I know that this whole process starts with a picture that you receive, and I did read about that on this other site, on this video. Tell us how it works. How you take a picture and you use, I'll call them instruments, and you can check what needs to be done with this person to maybe even set them on the right path or correct something that they're doing that's not really good for them.
Okay. All right. And thank you for mentioning that. So when I'm working with this energy, this dimension of energy, known as scalar energy, I work with people by way of their photograph. Now, with that in mind, a photograph has a signature. Now, some people can lay their hand on a photograph and heal a person, or they can interpret a person's behavior. I have an instrument which I subject a person's photograph to energy. Now, this is scalar energy, or what we call prana or zero-point energy. It's not electricity. So people from around the world will send me their photograph, and I am able to access their force field, a scalar energy force field, on their photograph and perform functions, what I call quantum benefits, by way of their photograph. Now, this calls to mind a new science. Scalar energy is a new science, but it's as old as the stars. So, in synopsis, I work with photographs of people. Their photographs have signals or intelligence or a force field. I can influence that force field through a scalar energy instrument and produce quantum health benefits.
So, by doing this, can you... say somebody sends you their photograph and they're like out of sorts, way out there, nothing is going right, blah, blah, blah. Can you pick that up with your instruments that, oh, this person is having a very difficult time? They want to be on, I'm not even talking about myself, they want to be on track. They want to fix what might need to be fixed, alter what might need to be altered. So do you go into, like, their emotional state, their physical state, spirituality? What does this cover? When you look at a picture and you have all the readings, what can you tell somebody from that picture without even talking to them now? Because they fill out a form, right? They fill out a form from your site, and so you don't even know them. I mean, you would know me. But, I mean, somebody just out of the ordinary coming in, or ordinary, what would you tell them? I mean, how do you begin this? Do they ask you questions or what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So when people send their photograph in, I do not interpret their photograph. The instrument does, which is light energy. Now, to make this very clear, when I'm working with these scalar energy instruments, these light instruments, these instruments do all the work. It's not me. So I take this out of my hands and I put it into the hands of the instrument, so to speak. So I have an engineered instrument. Now, this is not a psychic event. I'm following the laws of science. So I'm doing so with a scalar energy instrument. I actually place a person's photograph in the instrument. So it's not something that I would say is that I'm laying hands on people, or I am interpreting their aura or their force field. It's an instrument that is laying hands or interpreting their force field. Now, the big difference with my work and that of, say, Western medicine works upon diagnosis and the intelligence of a medical community, and that's great. I am not a medical professional. I'm a scalar energy professional in which the energy diagnoses and performs the healing, if you will.
I love this. I do. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so people are probably sitting out there or will listen to this program later and say, okay, can this help with my health? Does this instrument and I don't want to use the word diagnose because it really doesn't. Can it depict areas of concern at all? What do you get? Okay.
Automatically. Now, let me make this clear. When I'm working with this energy, this life force energy, it's the light of God. It's not my light. So, the healer is light, God. I take myself out of the operation.
And that, right.
Yeah. And that's so important because if human beings get in the way of God's healing, that's not a complete healing. I allow God to act in an unrestrained fashion. And in so doing, this is God's healing. So I have an instrument that is working with divine light, divine energy. I firmly believe that my instrument is the analog of the Ark of the Covenant. In other words, the Ark of the Covenant was an instrument that allowed, if you will, the Israelites to heal and gave the Israelites incredible power. That's what scalar energy is. The Ark of the Covenant was a scalar energy instrument. I have the scalar energy instrument in which I can do incredible things with.
Okay, will it depict? I'm trying to see this. It doesn't do a colorization. So in other words, what kind of a reading do you get? What does it look like? I mean, I know you've got the picture. I know how you use it. But for you, as trying to interpret, what do you see from it? What does it give you? What information can it give you?
You know, I only can pray upon that. I firmly believe that I'm not to ask how this instrument or how this light is to behave. I literally turn this instrument on, and the instrument will perform the healing. In other words, as long as this instrument is operating, it performs what I call a chakra balancing or a brainwave balancing. I do not direct the energy to balance the brainwaves or the chakras. The instrument does that on its own. So the instrument is self-motivated. The instrument is self-directed. I'm going to use an analogy. When you walk into a room and you turn on your lights, you don't have to tell the electrons or the force field of electricity how to behave. Okay?
Correct.
The light is behaving according to the laws of science. My instrument behaves according to the laws of science. So it's the energy that does all the work. And I don't even need to interpret. And my interpretation would be skewed because it's not divine interpretation. I let God interpret. It's his light.
Okay, so when somebody submits their picture to you, do they get some kind of a printout? What do they get?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
So what's the procedure? I want to know.
And that's per se the Western model, okay, in which you're relying upon some type of printout, some type of human interpretation. Keep in mind,
correct,
there's no human interpretation with my instrument. People send me their photograph. I perform a chakra balancing. I'm also able to eradicate pathogens. I'm able to destroy or transmute viruses, bacteria, fungi. I do this all through the force field of scalar energy. Now, the long and short of it is, people have to respond. I have to rely upon people because I don't want to interpret the outcome. I want people to share their testimony with me. So frankly, this has nothing to do with Western medicine. I don't practice Western medicine. This is a new branch of science in which we work with force fields only, And the only feedback is the validity of the person who's been treated. We're not looking for any type of diagnostic test or any type of scientific study to be accomplished. The upshot, the result depends upon people, not upon a hospital, not upon a research group.
But anybody can come and have this done. I mean, they don't have to have any kind of illnesses or anything. Like myself, for example, I'm in really good shape. I mean, I'm a total empath, which makes my life more difficult because I have these sensories that, I just go off the edge with them, and I have to try to control them because it puts me in this state where I'm feeling so bad about everybody else, but you still have to function, you know, and I can't do that. Watching TV with all of this stuff, I cannot. I'll turn it on a little bit in the morning, and then I shut it off because I'll say, Natalie, you know what's going to happen. You're going to end up feeling so horrible because of all these people feeling so horrible. So it's transmitted to me. And I've always been like this, even as a little girl, and I really don't like it, although it's kind of nice. I mean, it means I'm a very sensitive person. I care a lot. Okay, so if I sent my picture to you, I wonder, and I'm just asking you, would this, and I would know what was wrong on my end, would this help to maybe make things a little better for me without knowing? I mean, is this just annoyingness that you get when it's done? It's, like you could say, okay, Natalie, here's, you know, I did this today at 5:55 or whatever. Now let me know the results. So does that person end up contacting you and say, you know what, I feel really good. I am like on top of the world. I don't have these bad feelings. I don't have any of this depression. So it's up to that person that sends the picture to you to determine the effects, actually. I mean, it's up to them. Like you said, it's not up to what you do. It's up to them. And they will probably, and I bet you more than not, contact you and say, wow, I didn't realize how important this was. Is that kind of what happens?
Yes, it is. And why do I say that? There's no human reasoning. Remember, the energy, the light, is the doctor, is the nurse, so to speak. If there's any healing, I attribute that to God. I don't attribute that to myself. So what is the point that I'm making with the audience? This energy does heal. We have so many testimonies from people around the world who testify that, yes, this is it, that this has helped them improve their health, come back to health. How can we make that claim? I don't. People do. What is the animating force? Light, energy. Energy is fundamental. Energy is all-knowing. Energy never makes a mistake. It's the energy. It's the light of God. That is the reason my work is successful. There's no human input. It's divine light. Scalar light is consciousness. It's the Christ consciousness. That's why my work is impeccable. I work with light, not with people.
You know, my site is, especially my magazine, is In Love and Light. And I try to tell people, I don't argue with them, but there are so many skeptics. Oh, yeah, Natalie. I'll say, look, first of all, number one, you have to be a good person. It's going to come back to haunt you. I've saved lives all my life. I almost died twice. I know it works. You're right on target. And, you know, when I saw some of these words, and I didn't read a lot about you, I got stuff from TJ, you know, but it's not like talking to the person. When I saw just some of the words about what you do, I knew that this was going to be good. I knew it's called divine, I call it divine order. It's the same thing. Things happen the way they're supposed to happen. You know, there are no coincidences. I'm talking to you because we're supposed to be talking. I mean, I could have said, no, I don't want to talk to him. And this is not really an interview. It's more like a talk, like we're sitting at lunch somewhere. You know, I said, but I wanted to talk with you because I saw something and I'm not even sure if it was words. I know I saw your face on your website, but besides that, it just piqued me because it's exactly what I'm about, love and light. And, you know, but sometimes, though, and we could go back to describing what love and light is, well, sometimes you can do all the right things and it still doesn't work. But you don't give up. You don't give up,
correct.
Ever. I told my gal who does work for me, she's in the UK, and she said, I don't understand. I mean, I've had some bad times with my sites. Money's not the way it should be and blah, blah, blah. But we're doing everything we can. And then I got a door open for me last night, which I have asked for. I talked to God. I have asked for this. You want me to continue being of service, I need to have some doors open. You don't have to do it for me. But I need them open so I can walk into them and make a good, sound decision because I know I can. She said to me, I don't know how you keep picking yourself up when sometimes I hear you and I think, oh, she just doesn't want to do this anymore because I'm spinning my wheels, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a belief system. And see, you believe wholeheartedly in what you do.
Yes,
and
correct.
It works, and it works.
Yes, it does.
But like you said, it's
yes,
the people. It's the feedback from the people. You know, I wasn't feeling good, and you looked at my picture and did used your instruments. And my goodness, I'm feeling so good right now, and I didn't do anything. But you know what you're doing is you're allowing people to believe, and that's so important. You know, it really, really is what you do and what I do, and you just do it in another way. That's all. You're just doing it another way. You know,
I mean,
we could be walking down the same path. Hey, hi, Tom. Hey, hi, Natalie. You know, where are you going? What are you doing? Okay, yeah, me too. And you turn off on your way, and I turn off on my way. But we're doing the same thing. I can't emphasize this with the people that are going to be listening to this, that this is so beneficial. Now, the other thing is, what does it cost?
Yeah, thank you. Well, we start off with 15 days of free session. I want to announce this to your audience. Anybody in the world can sign up for free, and I want you to first sign up for free. You're going to simply submit your photograph. You'll email your photograph, and let me use our website, scalarlight.com. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Now, I mandate that everybody starts off with a free trial because I want people to experience this without any coercion and without cost. I want the people to become comfortable with what we call quantum healing or Christ consciousness. And then I want people to make an educated decision if they want to go on and move on. Now, if you do, we have a price point of $89 a month. We make it very affordable. But first you start off with a free session, and then and only then you can make the judgment if you feel better.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah, a lot of people, the whole thing is, it's just like what I do. It's a business. I mean, you have to keep running. You have to keep paying the site things. I know. I've been doing this since the 90s. So I know it's nothing. It's not a free ride, but how beneficial this would be. Now, so they do the 15 days and then they come back and say, okay, I'm gonna sign up. Now, what does this get them?
Okay, great question. Every day, we work with three protocols, and I'm going to elucidate. Every day, if you send us your photograph, we will balance your chakras by way of scalar energy 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. Number two, every day we will eradicate, we can look for, identify germs, microbes, and eradicate them for 1 hour a day. And then the third modality, we're able to, if you will, work with vitamins and download vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, all by way of energy, all by way of scalar light. Now, those are the three techniques, the three protocols: balance chakras, eliminate, eradicate microbes, pathogens, and download vitamins and minerals. The key element to my work is it's not me. I don't work. The instrument is on 24 hours a day. Any healing is to be attributed. It's that of the light energy, the scalar energy that my instrument will emit. This is the key to my work. I've taken human thinking, human error out of the equation. It's all divine energy, all divine light.
All the divine. You see, that's the key word. If you're not controlling anything, and that's why I would expect a lot of people to do this. I think it would be very, you know, the vitamins and the minerals, you know, we all, you know, you get your blood work done and all of that, and oh, you're low on this. Now, you know, I was low with vitamin B12. So now, you know, my guy, he said, well, you need to pick this up. So I tripled it, what I was taking. Now I'm high with vitamin B12. So I was kind of laughing. I can't wait to talk to him. Like, oh, okay, so now what do I do, back off? No. But, you know, everybody needs to enhance, because we don't eat right. We really can't eat everything. We would be walking around, I don't know, some of us, I don't even know what we'd be doing. My thing is, a lot of times I don't have energy, but I'm going 24/7. I think and work when I'm sleeping. but you see, for me, you could probably find out, or not you, your instruments could find out, well, I'm speaking like I'm the instrument. Aha! There's why she lacks her energy. She doesn't have this. She's not doing this. I mean, if they were talking, if it was real, I'm being facetious. So you see, you don't even give them information. When the report is done, I mean, when it's all done, the scan is done,
yes.
You just send them an email, say, okay, you're good to go. Is that what you do?
Yes, precisely. And I don't interject, once again, my thoughts or my feelings. Why? I allow the people come to the conclusion how they feel. The healing is through the Christ light, through the energy. It's not me. And that way, the key element, once again, is to allow the energy, the light, to perform 100% of the work. Thank you. You get that picture.
I do. And I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, because it's about the light. I was very ill. They couldn't do anything for me. I had some kind of a virus. It wasn't Ebola. It was right after that. It wasn't anything like that. I mean, they did all kinds of tests. They could not figure out what this was. So I don't know how long I went, maybe a week. I would go into the doctor's office and get vitamin B12 and iron shots, right? And I would get an injection of gamma globulin to keep my immunities up, right? Because I was so susceptible, I couldn't even go outside. Okay, so I did that faithfully. I hated it, but I did it. Then one night I woke up. You're going to like this, Tom, a whole lot. I woke up. My room was glowing a golden yellow. Now, you know, everybody says, oh, well, that's for healing. Yes, I'm sure that it was. However, I woke up and saw it. Now, I had to see it. For some reason, humans like to see. They don't like to dream. I want to see this with my eyes. I want to see. Well, anyways, I woke up and I sat up. I looked around to see where the glow was coming from. I mean, I was still sick. But, the lights were not nothing. So I turned around, and on my back wall was a crystal about 7 feet high. That's where the glow was coming from. Now, it was a rough crystal, raw crystal, not smooth or anything like that. Well, I looked at it and blinked my eyes and thought, okay, this is pretty cool. This is real. And I was just starting into my spirituality, if you will. I had worked for a huge group. The background is long. But anyways, I was put back to sleep. And I woke up the next day, and I said to myself, why didn't you stay up? Why didn't you stay awake till the sun came up? No, I went to sleep. As soon as I accepted it to be real, I was put back to sleep. Now, I have yet, I mean, I can see it, but I have yet to know exactly what it was about, except that my path did not get accentuated because of this right away. It took years. But you know something, Tom? I think that what I saw was a sign to me, we have a lot of work for you to do. You're not going to leave Earth. No.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of work to do, and we are going to make sure that you live a very long time. I mean, if I told you my age and how I look, well, you would see, because I'm going to send you my picture, you'd be amazed. But I will also tell you that my belief system is so strong, like you. You're the same way. You're made from the same cloth, if you want to call it.
Yes.
You are. And that's important. But because what that does is it works with your heart and your soul and your light, everything that you are. So what you do enhances everything that these people already are. But perhaps they don't even know it yet, or they're not using all of it. So when you send them an email or however you do it and say, okay, it's all done, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just that.
Yeah.
Does
yes,
something to them.
You.
Well, it's
yes,
true, Tom.
It
it's true, Tom. And, you know, I was so, I'm going to tell you this, I was so concerned of how I was going to talk to you, because I thought, I don't know, he's all of the science and all of that, and I'm not. And then I thought, oh, come on, Natalie, you'll do fine. And we're doing fine because I know what you are. I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I honor you for that because the fact that you're doing this for free. Now, if they sign up, you do these three things for them for 3 days every month. So what does the $89 get them is what I'm driving at?
Oh, okay, which is the same. It's the same program. But to be clear, everybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free sessions. Everybody, and I mean that quite frankly. Now, why do I do that? I want to heal the world. I want to at least offer everybody in the world free sessions, even if they can't afford it. And, you know, I come from a Christian background. This is why it's free. I'm a humanitarian. I want to help people.
That's right.
Now, those who can afford to pay, they'll help me pay my bills. To be clear, this is not about money, power, reputation, control. If you really want to help people, you extend yourself to people, and you just – you do the best you can to make things for free, and that's what I've done with my website. We give anybody in the world free sessions, anybody. Thank you.
Okay.
And that's
so
important.
It is. Well, it is, because everybody is being watched. I can go back to tell you about my theory of having this big, huge tablet, and your name is on it. And there are pluses and minuses, two columns. You better have a lot of pluses there. And the only way you're going to get those pluses is if you do divine work. If you, I help a lot of people. You know, I really do. And I'm not I am tooting my horn because I do. I'm not wealthy. I don't have a huge house. None of that. I don't even have a car. But somebody said to me, but you need money. I said, well, let's erase that. Let's erase the money. I said, how do you know I'm not getting years added onto my life, good health, because of all this beautiful work that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows. I know. You know, Tom. You know. Yeah. When you're a humanitarian, a real one, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. Are you black, white, green, yellow? I don't care what you are.
You're absolutely right. And it makes all the difference.
What you're doing with your free 15 days. You're giving everybody the opportunity to experience something divine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, no, it's true.
Thank you.
You give me goosebumps.
Yes, it is. It is true, and I appreciate you realizing that. Now, if you really want to help the world, you do everything you can within your power to help. That's why, again, I'll treat everybody in the world at least once for free. I can't do this for 8 billion people, but at least I can do it once for people who need it. Now,
that's right.
The point, thank you. The point being is, if I really want to help people and if I really want to get this out there to the general public, I'm going to offer this for free for people, at least to start. So, I want to make this clear. The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Visit the website. Anybody in the world can sign up for free at the website. 15 days of free session every day will balance your chakras, will eliminate viruses and bacteria, and will download nutrients all by way of your photograph. It's not a chemical process. It's information. It's the new science of scalar light, scalar energy.
Well, I'm looking at your site. You're a handsome fellow.
Oh, thank you.
You are. But we were talking earlier that, you know, he's Italian, I'm Italian, so what can I say? I mean, it's an automatic. I have people in other countries that have my same last name. I mean, I'm sure I'm related to them somehow or somewhere or someplace, but, I mean, they adore me. They just think I'm everything. I'm all that and a bag of chips, you know? So that's just a thing with Italians and probably a lot of other cultures too. but anyways, I'm looking at all of this that you have here, and there's your lovely wife, Nita, right?
Yes indeed. Yes, correct.
Pretty lady. Okay, and here's Start Your Friend, 15-day free trial. Well, you know I'm going to do this, and I'm going to put this out. My gal tomorrow is going to do a promo for you, and I'm sending TJ something, but she's going to do a promo for you enhancing that you're doing 15 free days, and I want her to emphasize that you are, and she knows what I am. I'm going to say, you go to his site and you look at it, because I really feel, and we need to help each other. Everybody needs to help everybody, and especially those who do the kind of work that we do. I mean, I do all of this for nothing. I don't get paid for it. And I have my magazine for 25 years, Tom, and the psychics that I have, I love people. I want to help them make money. And I don't rip anybody off. So you see, like I said, we are of the same cloth. And isn't that wonderful to meet somebody who's of the same mind and not a skeptic? Because you could be talking to somebody who'd say, oh, come on, really? You can do this. I believe you totally. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, and I can't wait for you to get my picture.
Thank you. I want to add this for your audience. My predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, built these instruments. Now, why is that important? Well, he's the initial inventor. And actually, back in 1949, he secured a patent, a U.S. patent for this instrument. So that's the science behind it. But, you know, the lines are now no longer blurred. Science is spirituality. Science is religion. Religion is science. What am I getting at? It's the truth. And whether you interpret the truth by way of science or you interpret the truth by way of some religious definition, it's still the truth. Science is religion. Religion is science. It's just a different interpretation.
Now, you probably went to Catholic school, Catholic church, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes.
So did I.
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I have this thing about it, and I was questioning it when I was 9 years old. I guess I was going to take my first Holy Communion. It sounds about right. And I'm in church. You're going to love this. I'm in church, and I'm looking around at all this gold. And I'm talking to myself in my head, why do you have to sit here? God is everywhere. Why do I have to be here and made to feel like if I come every Sunday or if I do all of these sacraments, I'm going to be just totally awesome? Well, I kept going every Sunday, you know. But the real thing was, and you probably had to do this, right? I don't know how old you are. Good Friday, this is no joke. We had to go to church. We had to start at the entrance on our knees and kneel our way up to the altar. All the way on marble. And I'm doing this, and I'm questioning in my head, why are we doing this? Isn't God everywhere? What, is he just in this building? You see, then I was questioning everything because I knew that I was going to get my answer. God is everywhere. God is not just in a church. He's everywhere, and he's to everyone. I mean, but there are people that are going to say, well, Natalie, I don't believe in God. That's your privilege to say you don't believe. I happen to believe because I have had things happen to me that were close to miracles. I should not be here at all. And I know that that's my job, to spread the good word like you. It's your job.
Yep.
It's your job, Tom.
Yes,
you and I. We're walking that path, you and I.
Yes.
And we're going to touch as many people as we can because you can bet, like myself, we have a lot of pluses on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
We do. I know we do.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
And I always say
it's
that.
It's a life well lived.
Yeah,
yeah,
the analogy of it all. I had a man who I had on the show is from Jerusalem, and he calls me Big, Beautiful, White Wings, Earth Angel. That's what he calls me. He told me that on the show. That's what you are. And that's what he calls me when he writes to me. And I said, why do you do that? He said, because I'm going to tell you something. You are not like anybody I have ever met. I can hear it in your voice. I can feel your strength. I can feel your courage. I can feel that you can do anything. I said, well, I don't. My granddaughter thinks I can. Boy, I've got her fooled. But I can do everything, but I can't swim and I can't ice skate. But I can. If I want to, I can, just like you. You're the same way, I'm telling you. You're just like I am. You're the male of Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only you're doing it in a different way. It's true. It's true. So I am going to send my picture to you through your site, and you'll know it's me. I mean, I'm everywhere on the Internet anyways, but you'll know it's me, and I just know these things, even the fact that I'm such a sensitive. I can sob. If I keep looking and thinking, I sob. I don't cry. I sob. But it takes every bit of my energy away from me, and I don't like doing that. You know, that's not good to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to convert it into more doing for others as opposed to this inward thing that I have. And you probably have something going on with you, too. Everybody does. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's got things and, you know, things. That's the wrong term. I don't even like saying that, Tom. Things. People are all about things, and they're all about me, I. You can't imagine, well, you probably can, the people out there that do, they just don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yeah,
you know.
All you can do is pray for these people because we want them to know there's something besides the physical realm.
What am
I introducing by my work? I am introducing through my work another dimension, the spirit dimension. All of my work is non-physical. Scalar energy is non-physical energy. And what does that mean? Well, this energy can change the way we think, can certainly improve our health. There's so many possibilities with this energy, this Christ energy. And it is indeed beyond, once again, it is beyond the physical realm. I don't work in the physical realm. I work with non-physical information.
Well, yeah, that, you know, see, I don't, you know, my son always says, well, why don't you get on your site and talk to people? Because I have more work to do. I don't, I really do. It's not something that I want to do. I'll do behind the scenes. You won't even know what I'm doing. I don't need the recognition at all. I think what we have to do is just continue, like you said, and pray for these people, and they have to know there's more to what they see that's on Earth. And I will tell people, it's a beautiful world. It really is.
Yes,
but you have to understand what it's about. It's not about buying a car, a house, money in the bank. It's not about that. Because you are being watched. You, like I said, pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
The more good you do, the more good you get. And it may not come. Maybe you'll give somebody $5 in a grocery line. It doesn't mean you're going to get money back. You'll get something else in return. Maybe this beautiful feeling inside, I helped somebody, they smiled. I don't know. I do that all the time, too. I'm always reaching on shelves, and I'm this little thing. And one lady said, she told her husband, she said, you know, I think this lady's an angel. And I laughed. I've been called that before, and I said, no, I just want to help you. You need help, right? Yeah, I can't reach this. And maybe they could have been my age, Tom. I have no idea. I don't look my age at all. But I – doesn't mean I don't have bad days. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And we all have things that we overthink and we worry about and all that. If you could just let it all go and let it all happen for you, it'll happen for you.
Yes. Yes, it's
and there are no misses either. There are no misses in life. You will see. You know, and even to some of these people, and I'm, you know, that you've probably known, you know, the girl wants his boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? What I do, I leave it to God. Because oftentimes, and I'm going to tell you this saying that this man does, he does lectures. He said, God knows what you want. He knows everything that you want. And what he does, he puts it in a box, he wraps it up, puts a bow around it, and he sends it off to you. But you just never know when you're going to get it. Yeah. I won't forget that ever. But, and it might not be exactly, oh, my heart's desire, oh, I want this so bad. But maybe that wasn't what you were supposed to have. Something better will come. Maybe you can talk about a relationship. Maybe that guy that you're so crazy about, maybe it wouldn't have been good for you. It would have been bad. So
yeah,
if you let the divine take over, I mean, I kind of like this one guy, but I don't chase him. I don't do nothing. And I have a talk with God. I said, God, you know what? I think if it's going to happen, you're going to make it happen, and I don't have to lift a finger. And if it doesn't, then I know that there was something that would not have been good for me because you have my best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's true. And that's
What an enlightening conversation. Thank you so much. I resonate with your attitude. You've got a great attitude. We resonate with one another, I believe. We see that this life of service and this life of being productive, it's an incredible lifestyle that I live. I'm more than happy with my choice in life to work with light, to bring people healing through the light of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You've got something here that says, Jesus is a divine physician. Prophecy of the Blessed Virgin Mary, my healing ministry will spread like wildfire. Now, that is very profound to me. And you don't have to have go to catechism or be a Catholic from any faith. Jesus, I have an affinity to because I saw him. He probably saved my life that day. There's no doubt in my mind. And so I'm kind of like, that's why this guy in Jerusalem wants me to go there. I want, not now, of course, because it's too scary. I wouldn't go now. But one day he said, you'll see. You'll see. He said, I just know it. So, you know, we all have. So that phrase means a lot to me. Your sight means a lot to me. And I'm going to have my gal do something extra tomorrow. I mean, we already promoted you today on all my social media. She did a special advert for you, and I have a question though. I have a question for you that's not about your site. I looked at your YouTube, and I was so impressed. Tell me, how did you get all those subscribers?
God bless you. We're a grassroots movement, and people support us. And to be quite frank, people believe in us. You know, I could not have 10,000 subscribers if people did not see the merit.
That's
of
right.
We're doing.
You know, I knew that. I mean, I knew you were going to say that. But, you know, I and it's all about what you put out. You know, of course, now, like, my stuff is not anywhere close to yours for YouTube. I have 76 followers. But that's okay. We still keep putting out really good stuff. We get nice compliments. That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's not about, yeah. Yep, it's
very
not
good.
About the membership.
Yes. Thank you.
You were going to tell me,
go
keep
ahead.
What?
No, say
your
it.
Turn.
Say it.
Well,
the key is
not
the
not
number.
About,
it's the quality. It's not
that's
the
right.
quantity. It's the quality.
That's right.
Yeah.
And my gal, there's two of them. One's in Nairobi and one's in the UK. And they both, they work separately, but they work together. I mean, I'm always coordinating. But they put off such beautiful stuff. And I thought to myself, you don't have to subscribe. Just watch. I don't need to know who you are because I know you're watching. And I do know that. I've known that for probably 2 weeks now because my one gal says, well, we're not getting subscribers. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're putting out
yep.
beautiful phrases, beautiful things to guide people, to give them something for free. Oh, she said, I get it. I said, now you get it? We're not charging for it. We don't have to. I want them to have this. I want them to learn. And she said, well, what's going to happen for you? I said, I'm going to get exactly what I wanted. You'll see. But it's really tough sometimes, Tom, because I think we overthink things and we pull ourselves down when we realize that, oh, just forget it. Just, you know what's the worst thing in the world? Death. Because then you can't do anything. Not on earth you can't. So I'm just so grateful, and I'm so grateful that you wanted to. Why did you want to do my show? Just because TJ said?
Well, anybody, I accept invitation for anybody in the world. And to be quite candid, if you're serious, I'm serious, so to speak.
Right.
And you were
and
serious,
we are.
And so I said to myself, well, let's go. Well, you know,
oh, TJ adores
let's
me.
Do this.
He really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known him for years. He doesn't send me that many people to put on my talk show, but he sends me articles and all kinds of stuff. But I have them all over the world. But he's really a delight. And I know he suffered a loss. He told me about it. Didn't tell me who it was. Didn't matter. And so I emailed him back and forth a little bit. And he said, you know, you made me feel so much better. I said, well, because Earth is not the end. It's not the end. Although, you know, I mean, I lost my husband. I wouldn't want him back the way he was, that's for sure. But, you know, you will meet again. But keep doing your good work. Keep putting one step in front of the other, like you're doing. And I admire you so much, and I'm so glad you wanted to be on my show. I'm so happy. So happy. And I'm going to send you my picture. And then you can do your thing with the light there, and I'll let you know, because I know what's going on with me, some of it, but part of it is just getting older, and that's not fun. Like I said, I don't look my age, but some days I think, oh, my goodness, Natalie, I don't know, you know, but I want to be around at least another 10 years. I have so much work to do.
Well, God bless you. And you'll continue to do God's will, and you inspire people. Keep it up.
I will.
Natalie,
you too. And look for my picture coming through. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can do a review of sorts. You know, I can put something in the magazine about it, about how much better I feel, and do something. I mean, I don't even need an article from you, but I will do something for you. Trust me.
Okay. Well, I'll do something for you. So please keep in touch. This is
the
beginning of our friendship, okay?
I think so, too. I think we're walking the same path, like I said. You just take a little detour, and I take a little detour. You do your thing, and I do my thing, and then we come back same path again.
Oh, okay.
That's a beautiful
That's
way
a
of looking.
Deal.
It's like a fork in the road, right? Okay, you
and
have an awesome day. I know
that.
You're out west, right?
No, I live in Florida. No,
oh, okay.
I live in Florida. Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Well, I've been to Florida. I'm in South Carolina, so I'm not far. We're lucky. We're in the land of nice weather usually. And I came from Michigan, land of ice and snow. Never want to go back. But anyways, yes, we'll be in touch. I'll have TJ give you my email address. Of course, you're going to get it when I send my picture anyway, so you'll know that, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for today. It's been wonderful. You're just wonderful. You're a delight.
Thank you. Many
blessings to you.
My question.
And I'm going to end my show like I always do, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And I know this to be true. So step out into the world, look out your window, and just say, wow, it's a beautiful world. It really is. And let your cares just go away and don't worry about it. And go to Tom's site. That's S-C-A-L-A-R, light, LIGHT.com. And get into the free trial, send your picture to him, and then do what you may after that. And, you know, I'm going to do mine. I'm probably going to do it right now because I'm so excited. I can't wait because I believe, you see, and it's like when you believe in something, you follow through with it. Don't let anything hold you back because it's right. So everyone have a good day, good evening, good afternoon, and I will see you next week. It'll be back to the 1 to 2 p.m. show. I'm booked now till December, the end of December, believe it or not, and I'm so happy because it means everybody wants to talk to me. So anyways, have a good day. Much love to you, Tom. You're wonderful.
God bless you likewise. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.